Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Travis Kelce is done after this year?
According to Alex Gold. If they win, it's his theory that it'll be done.
Only you knew a Chiefs fan that thought that same thing.
What, you believe that?
Yeah.
But I never asked you.
Well, see you later.
Don't go anywhere. I just never asked you. Where's he going? I never asked Owen. Well, he's gone now. We're in a big amount of trouble now. He pulled the old Kenny on you, eh? Gotta get you a leather vest. Getting out of here. I wanted to play this. This is Troy Aikman from the broadcast over the weekend. And we got to a little bit of this yesterday. We didn't have a lot of time. Troy Aikman was despondent over this call on with that favored Patrick Mahomes in the AFC divisional round. Hit it.
Mahomes dropped it, able to get it and take off to his right and then slide down. They're going to throw a flag on that.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness. Defense number 39.
Come on. I could not disagree with that one more, and he barely gets hit. That's the second penalty now that's been called against the Texans. They've got to address it in the offseason. You can't, as a quarterback, run around and play games with defenders and then be able to draw a penalty.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. So I like the history of the NFL. I watch all the old clips of, you know, Mark Carrier laying people out and Steve Atwater laying people out. And it always pops up on my social media. And if you're on Facebook, if you're still on the good book, get some of those groups, because back when you could actually play, back when you could actually hit. Well, some of that is true. And some of it's, well, you know what? We get more turnovers now. We get more guys punching the ball out. We create more of those. It's a little bit more exciting. Like, watching Travion Henderson, I'm like, man, they're going for the ball. They're just punching him like crazy, lining up, swinging on this guy to get that ball out. Which you never saw that before. Guys tried to lay each other out and try to dislodge the ball that way. Usually, you just clam up and held on to the ball. That, I think that the game has gotten better because there's more of a chance of fumbles, turnovers, excitement. This hurts the NFL's credibility. This hurts the NFL's credibility. And I think for the first time, I think there's been some fans who have hated the Chiefs. I thought that we would hate the Chiefs, and then we ran into our own problems. Remember, I was saying that when Baker was first taking us to the playoffs. I go, man, this is hopefully the beginning of something good where everybody else is going to like the Chiefs, and we are going to despise them. I think now they are the villains. They are, whether it be guys sick of Taylor Swift, guys sick of the Kelces outside of Cleveland, tired of hearing the story, tired of Mahomes, tired of the family, tired of the Chiefs. And that culminated in that game over the weekend where Troy Aikman's fit to be tied going, we're really going to call this? This is what it is? Now you can't even run into the quarterback? I mean, again, you had to scoop his brains out at one time with a soup ladle, and we're going to call this? That's Troy Aikman saying that, and I think Troy Aikman's right. It affects the credibility of the league.
Yeah, but for the credibility to be damaged to such an extent that people would stop watching the game.
I don't know if that would ever happen.
So then it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't really matter. Because I saw and I noted in the first half of that game against the Chiefs, I thought there were like 50-50 calls or whatever. That all wasn't just that. That all went against Houston. And it's understandable, right? It's understandable that you could kind of get it that the young team, the inexperienced team that doesn't have the superstars, like we've always talked about that, you're just not going to get the respect from officials. So you could like analytically break it down that way. But in the same token, like, I don't know if anybody cares that its credibility is down. People are saying the league is rigged. Well, you don't really think the league is rigged because you still are into it. Well, if you thought the league was rigged and preventing you from having a chance to really go somewhere, and I know there are Browns fans that say that every week, the entire time we've been on the station, the entire time I've ever been on social media, Browns fans have said we get the calls against us. Of course, that's the same in every city because I have friends in other cities. They say the same things about their teams. They all think they're getting screwed by the officials and by the league, and they think there are like memos that are you know, widely distributed around the league to kill every team except the one that wins it all every year. Like, obviously, that's pretty silly. So where does it get us? It's obviously not rigged to an extent that people would stop watching. So does it matter?
I don't think it's, you know, I don't want to use the term rigged. I fight against that. My, you know, our business is based on us believing in the sport and people believing in the sport and believing in football. If we lose, like, this is why I do get frustrated with the Browns. I'm going, they're not going to give you this forever. They're not going to give you this love, this unbridled enthusiasm forever. And frankly, I think the Watson thing has turned a lot of people off to where, yeah, they will consider apathy, or they will let their kids older than, hey, everybody has another team when they're a little kid or something like that. A lot of people do. And then you hit like, hey, you turn to an age where it's like, we want to go up to the stadium. You become Browns fans. I'm seeing more and more guys letting their kids be Bills fans, taking them up to Bills games, which is only 3 hours away. It's not that far away. It bothers me. You know, these are things that bother me because it's like, I need people to believe in the sports that they watch. I just got done at the beginning of the very, very beginning of the show, and I will again, hammering Major League Baseball. That coming up here in just about 10 minutes. I'll do that again because it bothers me because you take away attention and love of the sport. It's why I love what the NBA is doing. Hey, as a Cavs fan, you're 36-6. You're loving what the NBA is doing. You might not be watching as many other games as you were, but you love what the Cavaliers are doing. They're a hell of a team, and we're making more parity than we ever have before. But when I see stuff like this, I can't just have one set of rules and say it's for these guys and have it be so blatantly obvious. Because when you go to the first game where Mahomes gets breathed on and there's a penalty, Bruins are dry. They had a defensive stop. And you're calling these penalties and putting Houston's defense back on the field. And then in the next game, and I don't know how close you were watching the next game, I'm not ripping you for this tone, Jared Goff's getting ragdolled. It wasn't Terry Bradshaw and Joe Turkey Jones.
No, I mean, he got destroyed after
Jared
an interception.
Goff took hits. Jared Goff took real hits, no flags, nothing. Why? Because Jared Goff isn't the face of the league? Because Jared Goff's family isn't friends with Taylor Swift?
Right, there is no way that that would not have been called against Mahomes, right?
Absolutely not. And you could think what I think is stupid, why I just said that. There's millions of fans who think that when they watch that. And it affects your credibility. You cannot have that. That's why these guys, that's why when it comes to gambling, like, you can't, if other teams go to Vegas, guys, they're people who are not even anywhere near a part of their football team. You can't walk through a casino. You can't be a part of a casino. You can't eat. I don't even know if you can go to restaurants in a casino. I don't think you're allowed to eat there. Like, that's how seriously they take that. And they'll ban you for a year as a player, as we've already seen with gambling. They do everything they can. And then on Sunday, you're watching a guy who is the face of the league get preferential treatment, and people are sick of it. They're sick of it. Because it's such a hard game to win, and it seems like you're giving this. And if I shut up about it, it just feels like it's always going to go. So if a Bills fan can buy a call, they're going to try to buy a call. They're going to try to say,
and
put as much pressure they can on the league.
I already said.
So if Patrick Mahomes
should
gets
be talking
leveled,
about it right now.
Don't be throwing the flag.
They should be talking about it right now. It should be every press conference. I know that Sal that we had on earlier from Buffalo did not agree. He's like, oh, if you're already thinking about the refs, then you're losing. Yeah, but you're going to need everything. You're going to need the refs. You're going to need help. You're not beating Kansas City at Arrowhead fair and square. It's not happening.
Let me get to Jay in Akron. Jay, you're first up on the fan.
How's it going, guys?
Not bad, Jay. Go right on ahead.
I know you guys just touched on it, but I, you know, big Lions fan. And, you know, Jared Goff gets hit underneath the chin.
Nothing.
And, like, nothing. And it affects him the rest of the game. You know, he goes out. He might not have a concussion, but if you look at how he played the rest of the game, he wasn't the same.
And we went through this, and I'll tell you this, Jay. Like, you want an equal enforcement of the rules. You remember years ago, Baker at Tampa Bay got smacked in the head, and the explanation of it was ridiculous. And I go, okay, he might not have earned it yet because he's not a veteran in the league. And well, wait a minute, whoa, he's not earned what? He's not earned the consideration for a head injury because he's not a veteran in the league? Like, do you understand how silly that sounds when I say it?
It goes to the point where, if you have this conversation that you want this league to be a quote-unquote safer league and you don't do anything to where guys just get railed, oh, but if somebody just breathes on Patrick Mahomes, oh, it's fine. Oh, no, we'll get 15 yards. And, you know, it completely takes any type of competitiveness and it takes any type of just fair game out of it. And it gets to the point where it's almost laughable. All right, well, it gets to a point, okay. It's third and whatever. Okay, so they're probably going to throw it, and Patrick Mahomes is going to get a 15 yards, and they keep going. It just gets old.
And up until last week, I'll tell you this, Jay, and thank you very much for the call. Up until last week, I was a holdout. I thought, again, we'd hate the Chiefs, and then we made our own decisions, and I didn't have time or energy to hate the Chiefs. We had to focus on ourselves. For the first time, and partially this is because we have Owen in the room, and he's from Oklahoma, and he's a Chiefs fan, and I like Owen. I was a holdout. Troy Aikman got my dander up. That play got my dander up. The next one got me going, and I'm like, man, I want anybody to win but this team. I'm glad that Baltimore lost, so I wouldn't have had to push for Baltimore. Like, you said that you would push for Baltimore over Kansas City before the playoffs started. I thought you were crazy. I'm going, Judas Priest, I'm so sick and tired of seeing this freaking team get all these freaking calls. I'm so sick and tired of seeing Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. It's turning me off every which way but loose. That play right there changed my entire perspective.
It's also made all the conversations we have about the NFL kind of moot. Like, we're sitting here trying to talk about a Browns, what they need to do. Are they in a window? How do they get to the playoffs? None of it matters. If the Chiefs just go to the Super Bowl again and win the Super Bowl again, what conversations can people have around the league other than, hey, maybe there are injuries? That's it? Is that what we're going to do every day? Hey, maybe there'll be injuries this year.